Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That's Fridays with Sandy Williams. Sandy, we're talking about a lot during the break and a lot that I think that needs to be heard. Excuse me. And we were talking about fears that people have, you know. I used to be afraid of the dark, right, when I was a kid.
Yeah, that closet door, you look at it, and then you'd think, you could imagine it was opening slowly.
And I was a guy who liked the old scary movies, right, from the 50s. I still watch the stuff today, and you know it's some of the worst cinema that's ever been produced.
Rear Window?
Yeah, Jimmy Stewart.
Psycho?
Yeah. Yeah, and that stuff would, couldn't
those
sleep.
Those were pretty good movies, actually.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the good ones like that. I'm talking about the Brain from Mars.
Oh.
You know, or the Crawfish, you know, from Venus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kinds of movies, I still, if I get a chance, I don't know, I'm kind of hooked on that stuff, so... And you know how horrible they were made. And they put them out, look like every other week. But anyway, got you afraid of things. And so people, we're afraid of things. I'm not saying that there aren't some things we shouldn't be afraid of. But Sandy, our government scares us. I was looking at something the other day, and it talked about all of the UFOs. They're really bringing that up now.
Well, you know, fear is something that institutions have long used to sort
control
of manipulate and control. I mean, religion to some extent is premised on fear, stoking fear. Governments stoke fear. They try to explain that the reason for their relevance and the importance of the government by having enemies. Enemies are very important to governments and always have been, sort of to have a unifying force and to collect people and make them fearful of the same thing so you
right.
can bind them together. And in politics, it lately has become a primary motivating force, particularly on the right, but people fear, you know, and playing on the fear of loss of jobs, loss of social status, loss of racial advantage. A lot of the dog whistle stuff and tribalism is clearly premised on the fact that what used to be viewed as the majority, the white majority, those people are facing the prospect and the probability and the fact that they're going to lose the advantage of race that they've always had.
Which is all they have left.
Well, it's not all they have left. They have everything left.
I know.
Except that.
Yeah.
But for some of them, it has felt that they have realized now subconsciously how fundamentally important it has been to be, you know, a white kid. You're born on third base,
right?
In the United States, more or less. If you have parents at home and you're white, and you're on third base.
But Sandy, you're a rare guy to say that. Okay, I mean, it's almost like you're a traitor. I mean, to say that because if that's brought up,
mm-hmm.
People will challenge that. But I'll tell you, here's a prime example. When we were talking earlier about the immigrants at the border, and the pushback that you got constantly, Sandy, from the right was that the gang, what was the name of the gang? 21, I can't remember. There was a gang out of Mexico.
The ones that came from South America.
They were coming.
Yes.
You know, they're going to come all the way from South America. They're going to walk all the way over here.
Well, in fact, there were in California and in Texas, there were definite incidents of this very violent drug cabal kind of activity.
Yeah. But that was always the exception.
Well, I mean, Trump describes the immigrants as a bunch of rapists.
Yeah, right. And so if you don't know, then you don't know anything about that. I was talking with kids the other day at the camp, and I was telling them how important it is that they do their own thinking. There's a reason why we have our own brains, right?
Yeah.
We weren't given the same brain. Everybody has their own. And your job is with your own brain is to do your own thinking. But many people have abdicated that. So I'll think about the things I want to think about. The things that I should be thinking about, I don't like thinking about that. So, well, Donald Trump and Newt Gingrich and guys like that, it used to be Rush Limbaugh,
yeah,
and those guys. Well, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Well, they're fully capable of stoking. If you can get everyone to be afraid of the same thing, they'll stop thinking about all the individual things they ought to be thinking about. They'll get into groupthink,
yes,
right?
Yeah, and that's really...
Mass terror is perfect. If you want to control a bunch of people, get them all afraid of the same thing.
So that's at the root, that way of thinking, of what we talked about at the beginning of the show, where you were talking about the fact that there's nobody to bring in the harvest.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's nobody to bring in the harvest because we don't want to take the risk.
Well, they were the British, a big part of the Brexit movement in Britain was the notion that they were going to lose the fabric of British culture and society. If they allowed all these people to move into Britain, they would lose their Britishness.
Right. You know?
And that's really the basis for the whole American anti-immigration movement, is we're going to lose our Americanism, which is interesting because we're all immigrants.
You just took the words out of my mouth. I mean, uh-huh. If you ask people what an American is,
yeah,
you can't say there's no nationality of American.
Americans are people who've lived in this hotel for a long time, right? Because
yes,
they all came to this hotel, some point.
And really, you shouldn't have to do any hard thinking to understand that, right?
Well, thinking is hard. I mean, in a way, and I think particularly for Americans, where we've been guided into thinking in very short bursts, right? We think in Twitter length, we think in sound bites. You know, we've converted actual analytical thought into reactive thought, and America really has, in many respects, our society has turned into a reactive thought process rather than a deliberate, contemplative thought process. And what you're teaching the boys about using the brain is really super important, because Americans really are losing this capacity. I was listening as I come here. I listened to news podcasts.
Right, right.
I was listening to the Wall Street Journal news podcast, and one of the guys talking on the podcast was, and he's a journalist, right? And the Wall Street Journal is a pretty highbrow journalist source, right? And his grammar was just all wrong. You know, he was using pronouns incorrectly. He was, I was thinking, well, that's because Americans, we've lost the capacity to even think in paragraphs.
So he was sounding like Earl Ingram, huh?
No,
God, no. you know, Sandy, I'll tell you something. Here's kind of what it is. So people think when it's the things that they love, right? I'm a hunter. I'm going hunting. I've got to think in order to trap the prey what I have to do.
Right.
So I'm going to use my brain. I have to use my brain. I'm a fisherman. Fishing is what I love.
You know, interesting what you said. They've done, the people who've been doing archaeological and digs and analyzing the prehistoric human have concluded and determined that when we were hunter-gatherers, we had bigger brains. Our brains were bigger in size than they were after we became farmers. And because hunter-gatherers have to think all the time.
So does the sheer size of the brain have any bearing on anything, since we only use 10% of the capacity of it?
No, but I mean, I think the evaluation is that if a brain in a species is getting smaller, it has something to do with how they use their brain and how important it is.
Speaking of a brain and getting smaller. I think CJ is on the line. Oh, I'm sorry. We've got to go to a break. Only funding, CJ. Only funding. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We'll be right back. You know, but that, Sandy, I think is...